Sissy Spade here. Don't touch that dial. In our last program, we were looking at the verses of the Holy Quran on the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and in combination with the reappearance of the living Imam. In today's program, we're going to continue with some more verses from the Holy Quran and their corresponding traditions. So stick around. Now there is one verse in the Holy Quran. I mean, there's many, but one in particular that is a lot of hope and will bring inspiration for us all, because it is about the reversal of death into life and the replenishment of the earth after its death. The Holy Quran says, "Know that Allah gives life to the earth after its death. Indeed, we have made the communications clear to you that you may understand." In explaining this verse, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth Imam, who is known for teaching the sciences, the verse intends to say that Allah will revive the earth through the divine justice of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. After the earth has died due to oppression and injustice perpetrated by misguided rulers. And one other verse, which is for the hope of the downtrodden in the earth and in society. The Holy Quran says, "And we desire to bestow favor upon those who were abased in the land, and to make them the imams, leaders, and to make them the heirs." When talking about this verse of the Holy Quran, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the phrase "the abased ones" refers to the progeny of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon them. By sending the Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, Allah will help the progeny of the Holy Prophet to defeat their enemies and reach their level of power and glory. By sending the Mahdi, Allah will help the Holy Prophet and his household to defeat their enemy and reach the height of power and glory. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.